The stock market perked up yesterday following a reported move by President Obama. His administration is said to be considering help for homeowners even before they fall behind on mortgage payments. The Treasury Department has already said it plans to spend $50 billion to get more home loans modified so that millions of people can stay in their homes. What we don't know is the details of exactly how that would be done. This is a subject on which plenty of people have ideas, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
This is incredibly hard. On the one hand, the government wants to help as many people as quickly as possible. On the other, it doesn't want to create any perverse incentives that end up costing the government more. There are, depending on the estimates, between 1 and 3 million families facing foreclosure who, with some tweaking of their loans, might afford their payments and keep their homes. These are what housing types call preventable foreclosures. Except, so far, various government and bank programs designed to prevent them haven't succeeded.
It's almost like a bad joke.
John Taylor heads the National Community Reinvestment Coalition, which champions homeowners' interests. He says many bad mortgages were packaged and sold to investors. And he says those investors are the main roadblock. They're loath to take a hit on their investments by lowering the mortgage payments. So Taylor says the government needs to buy many loans from the investors, then modify the loans itself.
You buy them from Wall Street, but you pay fair market value. So if you just pay them fair market value, in most instances, you've probably reduced this mortgage by 25-30%.
Taylor says the government can pass that discount along to homeowners. But what if investors don't want to sell at that discounted price? Taylor thinks the government should use legal force to take control of the loans, arguing it's in the public interest. It's not clear Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Housing Secretary Sean Donovan will embrace this plan. Taylor met with them this week and said simply this.
I'm hopeful.
Columbia law professor Ed Morrison sees the problem elsewhere. He says the so-called loan servicers are the main issue. The servicers are basically middlemen that bill homeowners and collect payments on behalf of the investors who own those loans. But since servicers don't own the loans, Morrison says, they're afraid to modify them out of fear investors will sue for changing the terms of the contract.
So 40-50% of servicers out there face handcuffs in their ability to renegotiate with homeowners, handcuffs in their ability to change the interest rate, handcuffed in their ability to reduce principal.
Congress is working on a bill that would shield servicers from such lawsuits. Morrison says that needs to become law. But in addition, the administration also needs to give these companies financial motivation to do more modifications. It's costly to modify a loan, and Morrison says servicers lack the right incentives.
What we think is the ideal thing for an incentive plan is one that says to servicers that you can share in the monthly payments by homeowners. That as long as a loan is ongoing, the servicer should receive a monthly payment.
If servicers get a cut of, say, 10% of the modified loan every month, they will be motivated to make sure the family can pay the new loan as long as possible. Howell Jackson is a law professor at Harvard University. He says doling out those benefits to servicers could backfire. He worries about the side effects of a government program that's more lucrative for servicers.
Then the right strategy for all the servicers is just to wait around for the government to come along. You don't want to do any deal without the government because that's where the money is.
He says that would essentially freeze all other bank efforts to modify loans. It is really important that the government get this right. Previous efforts have failed, and many people think the overall economy won't get any better until there's a solution to this housing crisis. Jackson says, in a way, the government's problem is simple.
We're really just trying to figure out who bears the loss. Do we want to have the government bear it all? Or do we want some of the loss to be pushed onto the investors?
No matter how the burden's divided, some will be unhappy. The problem then is to make sure they don't become a roadblock. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.